The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Ferrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the best, eat a burger, date a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad others, I take bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Ferrell Appalachia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves to have a bubble bath before she goes to bed in the hospital. But I'm not talking about actually getting in the water. I'm talking about the Hydro Tahoe bubble bath toke. In New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, they're ready to travel in some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs up down, what a mess, the sides of tattered, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. Hey, what's kicking? It's Ferrell with Carver High this evening. Toll free 844-843-6879 is the number. To get on, I just hit that Sixer game both ways with the double cover. I had the Bucks winning in Philadelphia and the Sixers getting 5.5, 109-105 the final. And the Greek Freak went off for 32, 15 boards, 5 dimes. Your boy Antetokounmpo just absolutely taking over the game late. And DiVincenzo went back to Philly and dropped 20. He hit 4 threes. Of course, he's a Nova boy. And then for the Sixers, they had a bunch of guys in double figures, but Simmons, 13, 10 boards, 12 dimes, the triple-double. For Ben Simmons, how about Dwight Howard? 13 points, 15 boards, the double-double. So there you go. Good game. Bucks win it. They get it done. By the way, that one was in overtime. The Kings beat the Wizards in D.C. 121-119. How about the Nets? They win in Indy. They were losing going into the fourth. They cut it to 2 after 3. They were down as many as like 10 at one point when I was watching. They came back to win it. James Harden with a 40-point, 15 dime, 10 boards. His 11th triple-double of the season to lead the Nets without Kyrie. Of course, without KD, who never plays pro basketball anymore. It was all Harden all night. 124-115. They beat the Pacers in Indy. Pistons over the Raptors by 4. That'll rip some tickets. going on as we speak at the half in Memphis off Beale Street. It's Grizzlies down one to the Heat, 47-46. The Celtics trail the Cavs by five with 6 minutes left of the Q in Cleveland. Spurs now lead 90-89 over the Bulls in Chicago, the United Center, with 5 minutes left. And the Warriors, who seldom come out to play, up 19 on the Rockets. We welcome in our radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near to Yawona, do Yawona. Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, On Our Forces Radio, all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench with Pharrell and Carver High. The guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle. The Warriors up 19 on the Rockets in Houston, now up 20, 180. And remember, today, the Sharp trying to sell me on the Rockets plus 640. This guy trying to sell me on the Rockets. And I told you, I still bet. Did I not tell you I still bet the Warriors? I bet the Warriors to win. And I took the Rockets with the points. What was it, 12 and a half? And they still get whacked. What's it going to be, like 17 straight losses? God, do they 18. Suck.
18 in a row.
Can you believe how far the Mighty have fallen since Harden left that team? What's happened to them? They were bad even with him. So there you go. They're getting smacked with 6.5 minutes to go in Houston. I'm going to have to text my friend Sharpie with his crappy picks, with his crappy pounce on that 6.25. That's what he said to me. I'm like, yeah, listen, I'm doing the Warriors. That's what I said to him. I don't know. Where does this come from? And then I'm sure he bet a boatload of money on it and lost it all. There you go. And then going on right now in Denver at the half, the Nuggets lead the Hornets 57-45 at the Pepsi can. And the Clippers lead the Mavericks. I'm pretty sure after one, I'm seeing 29-24 Clippers. I was watching this game right after the overtime game in Philly ended. And so far in that game, I just saw your boy Doncic hit a three ball and get fouled. He's got 11 points already, two threes. And then starting it off for the Clippers, PG with six, Claw with five. How about the hockey tonight? We'll get into it when we come back. But you won't believe what happened at Madison Square Garden. All right, Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. Can you explain to me what the Sam hell happened at the world's most famous tonight with that hockey game? Like, you know what happened, right? Like, I know you're up on it. You know everything. What happened? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. The Rangers scored, what was it, 7 goals in the second period to build a 9-0 lead over the Flyers?
I mean, you talk about taking the night off. I mean, if I own that team, honestly, if I own the Philadelphia Flyers, no one's getting paid. I don't care what your contract says. I'm not paying anybody for that. You're a professional. You're a pro playing in the NHL. You cannot get beat 9-0. Don't tell me that they didn't throw that game. When it was, you know, 3-4-0. At 4, they gave up, right? So, in the second period, they were down 2-0. Then it was 3-4-5-6-7-8-9-0. 7 goals in the second period. Buchnevich, Truba, Zibanejad, a shorty, Zibanejad, a power play, Zibanejad, another one, the Natty. The Natty, the natural hat trick, right? And then they added another one What's his name? Heedle?
Yes, Philip Heedle. Philip Heedle got one as well.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Lemieux and Panarin, the bread man, got one. 9-0. I mean, honest to God. There's got to be some kind of... I mean, someone explain to me, can you even imagine the humanity of it all? So they both got in, Hart and Elliott, right? They had to have both played.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
And then, they yanked the one, right? So,
the Islanders play the Flyers tomorrow night at the barn.
Georgiev he played a game, 26 save shutout. But you cannot have that happen. I don't care what you say. I mean, Hart gave up 4. Elliott gave up 5. I got to tell you, I know some people might think highly of him. I have never once in my life thought, and I'm just going to come right out with it, I never thought Brian Elliott was good, ever. I mean it. I just think he's just average. I mean, he is the epitome of a journeyman. Is he not? No?
100%. He's been a journeyman pretty much his entire career. Look, I think that Carter Hart's really the thing here. He's supposed to be the guy. They thought last year he's the guy, and this is too many games now this year where I'm watching Flyer games and Hart's skating back to the bench and they're putting Elliott in the game. Like, there's too many games like it.
So in his career, he started 86 games. He's 47-32. He's given up 231 goals, a career 278 goals against, and a 90 save percentage. Now, you would be stunned if I told you Elliott's numbers. In all reality, you can't even make this up. Career, 441 games started, 248-149. He's actually got a nice winning record. His goals against 250 and a 91 save percentage. Those numbers are not bad, Carver High. Those are not bad numbers. So why is it that he's such a journeyman? I've never liked him. Whenever I see that guy in goal,
my eyes
get wide.
He lasts a long time in the league because he's never been good enough to be an A number one starter, and he's never been bad enough to get banished out of the league. He's a very good, serviceable backup goaltender. He's a guy that you can rely on when you need him. If your one guy gets hurt, if he's going through a bad stretch. The problem is they've had to rely on him a lot this year because Hart has sucked, which just makes no sense.
And I think that your boy Hextall was the one that drafted Carter Hart.
Correct. Right?
So now he's
still a young kid. I mean, but you thought that after last year he was emerging one of the top goaltenders in the league, and this year he has taken a step back, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, we were talking to Joe Beninati today on Coast to Coast, the great play-by-play man for the Capitals, and I just wanted to say, you know, in terms of the standings, we were talking about how tight it is in that division, right? So if you look in the East now, the Flyers are on the outside looking in. It's Washington, the Islanders with 42 points, Pittsburgh with 37, Boston with 34. And I have to ask you, how many games are they playing?
56.
56?
Yeah, we're more than halfway home.
More than halfway home. Philadelphia is not in right now, and the Rangers are breathing down their neck, 3 back.
Well, they're about to be 2 back. Right? Is the game over yet, or did the game go final?
The game's final, 9-0.
Okay. Sometimes they're slow to update that, but yeah, you might be right. They might have climbed to 3 tonight.
Yeah, that's a final, 9-0. They're within 3. That's crazy. So, Tampa and Florida are tied in the Central. Carolina, after winning 8 in a row, right? 8 in a row, and they're still not in first. That's crazy. I mean, honestly, you win 8 in a row, 16 points you rack up. They're in third place. I mean, honestly, how deep was that hole? Chicago's in fourth. They have 33 points. And then 4 points behind them is Torts' Blue Jacket team. They suck. It's Columbus, Dallas, Nashville, Detroit in the basement. And then it's Philly, the Rangers, Devils, and Sabres in the basement. In the North, the Great White North, Toronto leads by 4 points over the Jets and Oilers. Montreal has the four spot. Vancouver's 1 point behind them. And then Calgary and Ottawa. And then in the West, Vegas by 2 points over Minnesota, who just won 8 in a row at home, but now they go on the road tomorrow night to Colorado. And Colorado's 1 point behind them. That's a huge game tomorrow night. St. Louis is in the four spot with 33 points. And 5 points behind them is the Kings and Coyotes. And then San Jose, Anaheim. Man, the Ducks suck. They really do, right? They're bad. So the Canucks won tonight 3-2 in a shootout over the Senators. So I almost stole that one. Almost doesn't count. I went with the Murray and the Senators tonight. The Kings are up 2-0 on the Blues in the first. Vegas up 1-0 on the Sharks in the first in Sin City. Oilers lead in Calgary 1-0 in the first. And the Jets lead in the second 2-1 over the Canadiens. In terms of those games, Connor and Wheeler for the Jets. The Oilers just scored again on the power play, and Nugent Hopkins scored first. Had the power play goal. And then in a Vegas game, your boy Theodore with the goal. In the Kings game, Carver High gets very emotional. Grundstrom and Drew Doughty with no teeth. We've got it all covered for you on the bench. On a bench with you, and I'm just telling my buddy who went to Indiana with me a long time ago, I gotta tell you, that I was building the new Ferrella Palatial TV and radio studio in the crib. I want to give you an update on that, Carver High. What do they call it? Sheetrock, drywall, whatever you call it. They're doing that tomorrow. It's going to be a loud day at the OK Corral. So the studio has been, under construction, did all the, you name it, the studs, the electric, the air conditioning, heating, the vents, the lighting, all that's been done. And now, and the insulation and the soundproof stuff. And then now they're bringing in the walls tomorrow. They're doing that sheetrock, basically, I guess they call it. I'm not Mr. Construction, although I get along with all the construction dudes. They're fans of the show. And the bottom line is we're closing in on this, Carver High. They're telling me that the walls will be done tomorrow. And then after that, it's pretty much the flooring, right? The floors go in. I'm having the floor in the one room is different in the studio than it is in the other part of the project. The other part is a, you know, like a total family room, game room, TV room, party room. That's all happening. That's a different scene. That's got like, I think that's got like wood floor and a ceiling to it. Like it's got a roof in it and a whole deal that is being done. And then
the studio I'm in is all sealed and, you know, proofed. And then I'm putting like carpet in mine into the studio for additional sound cushion. Very important to have as much sound cushion going as possible, because your boy back at network headquarters doesn't like the wood floor sound on the shows, right? So you got to get the, remember he'd say, put down blankets, put down some carpet. Yeah. It's not every day I run around with chunks of carpet that I just throw around everywhere. The room that I'm in now, just so you know, doing the show for the last year, is right in front of my daughter's underwear drawer. I'm in her bedroom. It's awful. I've been sitting in this chair for a year. I literally have chair ass imprints. I have squares on my ass from this chair I've been sitting in for a year. It's like a one of those chairs you have for a party at your house when you bring out the, you know, the party chairs and the tables.
Folding
and stuff
chairs?
When you have a,
the folding chairs?
Oh, yeah. It's a folding chair. It's a high-end folding chair. It's more comfortable than most. It's not like the, you know, kids table at the family reunion where they bring out the kids table chairs and they're really hard, like the, you know, with the table and the hard chair with just, it folds down and it's just hard. It's got like a metal. This is a lot. This is a lot more
metal. The metal folding chairs were no joke back in the day. I mean, a lot of people still have them, but those were a staple, party staple.
They whip them out, those, you know.
Well, it's just like it's just like an assembly line motion. I mean, you bring them out on like a cart and you just boom, 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 boom. You're just stacking them right through. It's just they're very easy to put down and to pick up.
So, Carver High, would you, my friend is now asking me under tremendous strain here and pressure, asking me who the next Indiana coach is. As you know, I'm in charge of the Indiana hiring process.
You are.
And do you believe, who do you believe is your top three to get that job? Can you give me a top three? Mine will include Parker Moser at Loyola is one of my choices for sure. And then I'm going to put on the outside at three, Calbert Chaney, who I threw in there the other day. I'm okay with Calbert Chaney. Great Indiana guy. Great player. He's working with the Pacers now. And I think that's crazy that, you know, I don't think he's ready to coach Indiana. But I could see him going to the well with him. I could see him bringing it like they you know, would think like, the Michigan Wolverines, they went after Juwan Howard. But I think, you know, let's be fair, Juwan Howard has been at the gig as an assistant in the NBA since he basically stopped playing, right?
For a year. He had like 8 or 9 years as an assistant on the bench.
Right. So Chaney hasn't had that. But what do you think? Do you put Parker Moser in there? Do you put Chaney in there? Or is there, because I already lost my guy, Rick Pitino. I wanted Pitino.
Yeah, unfortunately. No, Rick. He wants to finish off the career at a Catholic school, so you're not going
to
get him.
I tried
him.
To.
Yeah. What about Pasternak out at with the Gauchos? Are you going to get Pasternak in the mix?
I like Pasternak. He wins. I'll tell you that much. The guy
But he wins. He wins at the Gauchos.
Big at difference. A dinky school.
Like Archie Miller did at Dayton.
Fair enough, but, like, honestly, is it not harder to win at
listen,
Santa Barbara than it is at Dayton?
No, no doubt. It is. But anytime you get one of those guys, yeah, of course they won. That's why they're getting the job. So whether it's Archie Miller or Parker Moser or, you know, listen, you know, Shaka Smart was a guy at a small
Shaka
school
Khan.
before he got
Shaka
to Texas.
Khan.
You know, all these guys, Chris Beard, they all started at these smaller mid-major schools. You know, very few people get the Juwan Howard. You know, you walk right into big-time college coaching, and there you are at Michigan. It's very
rare. What's the guy? Scott Drew is at Baylor?
Yeah, and he's an Indiana guy. Not Indiana University per se, but the state of Indiana. He's a state of Indiana guy.
Right. But he's been at Baylor forever. Could you even believe? I almost fell over. Did you know he's been there 18 years? That can't be.
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe he'd been there 18 years.
Can you even believe that? Like, I just thought, literally, like, I could have sworn he's been there like 5 years.
Now, the other one is coaching Grand Canyon, right? The son or the brother, whatever.
Scott Drew?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Scott. Yes. Scott's the Baylor. Bryce.
Oh, no, Drew. I mean Bryce Drew.
Bryce.
Yeah, I don't want him. Although,
he already had a job and he got whacked. He had a better job.
So who else? So you got Parker Moser, Scott Drew. I wanted obviously Brad Stevens.
I think they could get him out of there, but they should call him. They should call Beard at Texas Tech. I don't think you can get him out, but I think you got to try.
I would listen. If you were Chris Beard and you're offered the Indiana job and you're at Texas Tech, honestly, in Lubbock, Texas, in the middle of nowhere, there's like, what are those things called that, you know, they tumbleweeds?
Yeah.
You got tumbleweeds blowing by your house. Can't have it. If I get a call to go coach at Indiana, that's a premier job, no matter what anybody says. Don't kid yourself about their record. Don't kid yourself about their recent history. Don't kid yourself. It's been since 2002. Don't kid yourself about what Archie Miller did or, you know, Tom Crean won. He went to 3 Sweet 16s. He won a couple Big Ten titles. And they ran him out of there. And I got to tell you, they made a big mistake. I mean, they had to just eat it because he won there. And they were never satisfied because they didn't win it all. That's what the difference is between Indiana and all these other schools. Going to the Sweet 16 doesn't get them horny. They want to win it all. They're not interested in going to the playoffs. They're interested in titles. They got 5 of them. That's what they do there. They win titles.
I know that, but before we can get back to winning titles, we need to get back to going to the tournament every single year. Like, now, listen, these are bad examples because this year was a very strange year. But, you know, the Blue Bloods go every year. Obviously, Duke and Kentucky didn't go this year. But Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas, they go to the tournament every year. And Indiana, for a very long time, was in the conversation with those schools as being in the tournament every single year. And that's gone now. And they need to get back to that and then build to getting back to Final Fours every year.
You don't think that Chris Beard, if he gets that phone call from Indiana,
he should take it?
This guy Dolson, whatever his name is,
probably double his salary or triple it
easy. And then he's coaching in the Big Ten at Indiana, and I mean, they would lock him in. I mean, honestly, this guy, like, they gave Archie Miller a fat deal too, and he had that 10 milli buyout.
What about Oates at Alabama? He's got to do probably a little bit more. At least Beard's been to a championship game. He's done a little bit more at Texas Tech. I'd go for him first.
I think Oates is doing a great job down in Tuscaloosa, but I think he's getting ahead of himself talking about championships and everything else down there. I don't think they're winning anything. All right, Pharrell with Carver High. And Edmonton up now, 2-0 on Calgary. Flames on a power play. I'm watching that game. And then I suppose I should just leave the power play on. But I'm going to check back on this Clipper Maverick game in a commercial break. So I got to keep watching the hockey game. So anyway, I think that, and I talk about this way too much, and people that don't like it, I'm sure, can drive off the road into a ditch. I don't care what you think. I have to get the Indiana basketball job right, Carver High. I got to get it right. They got to go big. You know what I mean? Like, go big, like big ball, like DeChambeau big. They got to go big. And so they have to throw a a lot of money at Chris Beard, steal him out of Lubbock, just like Bob Knight went to Lubbock to coach after they fired him. They need to do the same thing. Go in there, pluck him out of Texas Tech and bring him to Bloomington, or Scott Drew, and then Parker Moser. Now, if I'm Parker Moser, I don't – there's no way I turn down Indiana to go coach at DePaul. So I know DePaul wants him. I will keel over if – now, I think Moser would go to DePaul if he, you know, isn't afforded the Indiana job. If they don't offer it to him, if they don't, you know, talk to him and offer him a job, then I would – if I'm him, I would go right, you know – I'll be honest with you. If I'm him, I stay it at Loyola over taking the DePaul job. I'll be honest with you. That DePaul job, to me, Carver High, is no longer, in my view, I know it seems enticing in the Big East or whatever. That's Greater Dandy. But they're in, I mean, he would have to do a major rebuild. And, I mean, they are a far way from climbing that ladder in the Big East. DePaul's awful. So
nobody's winning at DePaul.
No one's winning there, but he wins at Loyola, and he's got a great program, and he seems like he's happy there, right? So he's no different than Mark Few, it seems like. He just likes where he is. Now, I think, you know, the Big 12 is incredible, and I think the Texas Tech job, he's, you know, he's turned that into a major college power in Lubbock. They're no joke. But I still believe that at the end of the day, he would leave that job. I could be wrong, but I honestly think he would have to consider leaving for Indiana. I still believe, without a doubt, unequivocally, that Indiana is a better job than Texas Tech. And I believe that Indiana is a better job than Baylor. And it's definitely a better job than Loyola of Chicago. And I have to tell you, I understand Rick Pitino. Now, let's face facts. I don't think they offered Rick Pitino the job. I could be wrong.
No.
But everybody thought that they were going to, you know, offer it to Brad Stevens and Pitino and see which one of them bit. But the reality is this. I think that Pitino has sinned so much. Let's just face facts. He's been busted. And he was coaching in Greece, and he couldn't even stay there, right? He had problems there. And they, you know, this guy just had, the last few years has been a nightmare for him at Louisville and then in Greece. Then he comes back to New Rochelle and Iona, and he's coaching the Gaels. Now, the Gaels mean business in the MAC. I mean, they're no joke, right? They were good last year, and they won it last year, and they won it again this year. And so he took that job, and he didn't get them there. They were already there. He kept them good. He's a winner. He is a great coach and a winner. There's no getting around it. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a legend. He's a seven times to the Final Four with whatever. I mean, where hasn't he coached, right? Even the Boston Celtics. Now, I think that guy, I still believe, I said today on Coast to Coast that Brad Stevens could be lying, right? You know, he could just be playing everybody. And he went on record. He went on the radio station in Boston and said he's not going to Indiana.
But and he's not.
What?
And he's not.
He's from there, coached there, family lives there, dad lives there, all his best friends live there. He grew up there, coached there, played there, loves his entire roots are in Indiana. That's it. And then he coaches in Boston. Now, listen, you know what's funny is that I understand that he doesn't want to leave the Boston Celtics. I get that. That's fine. Except at the end of the day, he hasn't won anything in Boston. I've been hearing about this guy being a genius since he got there. When he got the Celtic job, everybody said he was a genius. He has been the Teflon Don of the NBA since he's been in Boston. The guy can do no wrong. They have never once, ever, in his entire time in Boston, blamed him for anything. Nothing. The guy is absolutely Jesus Christ superstar. He can't do anything wrong ever. He is literally the Teflon Don. And I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I think he's a really good coach, fair enough. And I think he's done a good job. I'm not going to say he's done a great job in Boston, Carver High. I'm not, because they never win it. That's all there is to it. You can go to the Eastern Finals and lose. That's great. You didn't win it. You can go to the Eastern Finals every single year. If you don't win it, you don't win it. It's simple. He doesn't get it done. They don't get it done for him. And who do they blame every time? They don't even blame the players. They blame Danny Ainge. It's amazing how they blame him. Meanwhile, they love him. He's like that guy, think of his career and how long he's been in Boston. He's become basically, it's certainly not in the winning way, but he's definitely become Red Auerbach in terms of his longevity and his power in Boston, right? He's got all the juice. Meanwhile, it's like, for me, he doesn't pull off any moves ever. What does he do? What has he done the last couple of years? He hasn't done anything. What has he done? He got Kemba Walker there, and he got rid of Kyrie Irving, right? So the best things he's done since he's been there is what? I'll give you this. Doc Rivers' team that won it all, that's the deal, right? That's the team that was so great. That wasn't Brad Stevens. And KG ain't there no more, right? So that's Paul Pierce and KG and the boys. That is not Brad Stevens. But that guy, Ainge, has been there that long, and he gets blamed for everything. They never blame Stevens for anything. And bottom line is, he's about as much a genius as I am, okay? That guy doesn't win the title. And that's, listen, in Boston, just like in Indiana, there's only one thing they salivate on, and that's winning it all. The Lakers and Celtics win championships. Losing in the Eastern Final is not part of the equation. Losing in the Eastern Finals is a failure in Boston. That's all there is to it. The Celtics and the Lakers have the greatest tradition in league history, and they are about one thing and one thing only. They are the New York Yankees with their 27 world championships. They win titles, and nothing else satisfies their appetite and their palate. That's all there is to it. Carver High, you cannot argue with me that he has gone there, been given a free pass about everything, never gets blamed for anything, and then he never wins anything. So why not go to Indiana and win? Because you know if he went to Indiana, he'd win. If he went to Indiana, I will bet my bottom dollar that Brad Stevens will win a national championship. He can't win in the NBA. He wins, but he doesn't win at all. Do you really think that the Boston Celtics are winning the NBA championship this year? I mean, they lose. They get beat. They get beat by all the good teams now. They got beat tonight. I was thinking of the Bucks and the Sixers. They got beat last night, right? Like, I was watching them last night.
Yeah, to the Jazz.
To the Jazz. They play a good team, they lose. And they play the Nets, they lose. They play the Sixers, they lose. They play the Bucks, they lose. Now, I mean, right now, they're losing to all the good teams. Are they not? Are they not losing to all the good teams? If they're losing to all the good teams all season long, what makes you think they're going to win an NBA championship? Because they're not. They're not going to win it. And if he just keeps going and losing, I mean, after a while, I mean, in the NBA, if you just go every year, people are like, oh, this is great. This satisfies everything we ever needed. But not in Boston. If you don't win it, they'll get rid of you. And I know that they love him, and he's God, and he's never wrong about anything. He's just the greatest coach ever, genius. But if he just keeps going and losing, they're going to fire him eventually. They will, because they're not going to tolerate not winning a banner for over a decade. I can guarantee you that. That's all there is to it. You know it, Carver High. But if he went to Indiana and went back to college, he would literally have that job for the rest of his life. He would be there for 20 years, and he'd win a championship. At least one, maybe more. And don't even tell me he wouldn't, because you know he would. He can coach at the NBA level, but he would win it in college easy.
I think he would absolutely win at Indiana. If he went there within 10 years, I think he would win a national title. Within 10 years.
I think he'd win one within 3 years.
I mean, look, he's that good of a college coach. He has not won in Boston. They have not started to rip down the door yet to get rid of him, but he has not won there. Now, I think that this year it would be a little too tricky to try to pry him out of there, only because it's not a normal year. The Celtics are playing the regular season until May, and then the playoffs. Like, the Celtics, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs. Look at these college teams are all hiring coaches right now. I mean, you got to get recruiting. Right. You got things going on. You can't wait 2 months to hire Brad Stevens. So that's part of the problem as well.
Well, so you go in and you
tell him you
steal him.
He's quit.
That's right. You go in and you steal him and you pay him the money more than he's making now. And you say, let's go. Let's go home, son. Get on the plane. Let's go. And just walk right up to the cameras and say, I'm sorry. I got to go home. I got to do it for my family, for my dad, for myself. I got to go win a national championship in Indiana. That's my life goal. That's my dream. He even admits he loves it there. And I think the whole time he's saying, now I know he's not going to leave the Celtics, but he's only kidding himself because he's lying to himself, because you know he wants the Indiana job. He's a liar and a heathen, and he's not going to win in Boston. All right. Pharrell with Carver High tonight. So, what did you think of Patrick Peterson, Carver High? I know that you've seen what's happened tonight, that he's gone, of all places, to Minneapolis to play for the Vikings.
Good for him. I guess he got a bag of money that he wasn't going to get in Arizona. So sometimes at the end of the day, that's what it's all about that bag. Got to get that bag. That's what matters. Ain't winning nothing in Minnesota, that's for sure.
Well,
not with that hack quarterback.
Let's face facts. Free agency is all about money.
Oh, that's it.
There's no such thing as
getting a bag.
There's no such thing as loyalty or in professional sports. There really isn't. What there is, you know, when you look at Tom Brady and Gronkowski and all those guys that, you know, stick together and take, you know, restructure my contract so this guy can get paid and this guy can get paid so we can work with the cap and everything else. I mean, you'll see that a little bit here and there, but it's very rare, in my opinion, that you see it, because I think for the most part, free agency nowadays in the NFL is it just, the floodgates open up and then everybody just signs for just outrageous money where they literally, in my opinion, almost never live up to the contract when they get these free agents and they sign them and they pay them all this money and they never live up to it. It is just a tough way to make a living in terms of the teams. The teams are paying these guys all this money. They bring them in and they pay them tons of money. And then what do they get out of it? I mean, seriously. Patrick Peterson got $10 million 1 year to play in Minnesota. The Vikings aren't winning the Super Bowl, okay? With Kirk Cousins, he's the devil.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.